welcome back to episode 3. Well, actually, I lost track of episodes, but it's probably episode 3. The name is Breaking Free from the Comfort Zone. This episode is all about taking the leap of faith, jumping over the cliff, diving headfirst into that deep sea water, into that deep gorge, you know. It's all about knowing that you have to take sometimes that leap of faith without knowing the consequences or without even knowing where you're going to go, just trusting and believing in yourself. So, the purpose of this episode is to encourage the listeners to embark and embrace the discomfort of stepping out of their comfort zones by sharing some personal experiences and actionable strategies for overcoming fear and self-doubt. Right now, I am recording myself in the middle of an airport, so I'm going to say I apologize in advance for the random noises, the random people, and the random voices you're going to be hearing, but focus on my voice. Alright, so, as an intro, why do we stay in our comfort zones? You know, it's a genuine question that I've tried to answer so many times, but I feel like I've been caught up in the traps of believing that I'm getting out of my comfort zone, but I'm more of digging deep the hole that keeps me down in that comfort, you know. It's appealing, it's safe, and it's very predictable and easy. We stay in there because we don't like to face uncertainty or discomfort, you know. And sometimes we forget that the downside is that we're not going to grow. We're not even challenging ourselves. We're more of taking less risks, which eventually comes out with even way less rewards. So when we stay there, we have less new opportunities and experiences which will help us improve our self-development, improve our skills, and improve our benevolence as a whole. Just to share on the journey that I'm on right now, stepping out of my comfort zone, I've made a lot of choices recently within the past 5 years that were influenced by me choosing to not stay in the place I was. Like, to share, I got a scholarship to Nebraska, and we already had an already established community of random students out there. And one problem that I had is I found myself in the community a little bit more than I wanted to. I feel like I was missing out a little bit, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out. So I made the decision, let me step back a little bit, let me take 5 steps back and try to engage with all the different communities which are around me in Nebraska. You had Americans, you had Asians, you had Arab students, you had African students. So instead of being stuck in one place, I felt like, okay, let's get out, talk to people, experience the world, you know. Excuse me. One of the major decisions that I've recently made and I'm so proud of was joining the Delta Sigma Phi fraternity. My friend Sawyer, we met at the Omaha Dearly Zoo, those who know it. We were at the, trying to remember the exhibit that we were at, but it was the rainforest exhibit with the butterflies and everything. And we got to talking, and then he told me, hey, I'm part of this new fraternity. And of course, me being me, I had this already made up mind that fraternities are not good. They're all party boys. They're all, excuse me saying this, but they're all douchebags. But he convinced me that this new fraternity was a new thing, and it focuses on building and bridging new gaps among the communities. And I felt intrigued. And then 1 week later, he reached back to me. He was like, hey, if you want to learn more, let's just sit down and talk. And that small decision, it led me to meeting one of my very best friends, Kelly Zach, and he became one of my good friends, and of course Sawyer and all the other boys, Queenie and everybody else. And I'm sorry for using your names, but I have to be genuine, you know. I gained a lot of new friends, I gained a lot of new experiences, and I saw many new places you wouldn't even believe. Another major decision that I've made was taking up photography more seriously, which gave me an opportunity to work for the College of Business, Howard L. Hawks in Nebraska, UNL. That was a really life-changing decision, if I can say so, because sometimes we take a step back and we don't believe that our hobbies can be a source of happiness. But I took a chance on myself, and somebody else believed in me, and I was able to achieve what I didn't even know I could be able to achieve, you know. And the most recent and the biggest decision I've made is happening right now as we speak. And believe me or not, I'm scared shitless. I don't even know what's gonna happen. All I'm doing right now is believing that in the end, everything will be, we'll work out fine, you know. Right now, I'm more in that place where you're like, okay, we're going, you know, we're pushing head first. Of course, you should never make a decision that you've not thought about. I've made this decision probably like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, but I kept on not pushing or not working on it. And then so right now I've had a chance and I'm going to do it. So all of this, ooh, Gesundheit. All of these that I'm saying is I had to step out of what felt familiar and safe, you know. And of course they all come with fear, doubt, and so many unknowns that you would never even imagine. But with that leap of faith and a little moment of courage and believing in yourself, and of course a little bit of anxiety meds, everything, I promise you, everything will be all right. So the power of believing in yourself, what I've learned so far when it comes to breaking free from the comfort zone is that it often comes down to one simple thing. You have to believe in yourself. You know, if you don't trust in your own abilities, taking that new leap can feel most definitely impossible. But when you build your self-belief, your self-confidence, it gives you the courage to take risks. And even when the path ahead isn't that clear, you know, it's going to be dark. It's going to be a dark road ahead. But with grit and hustle and believing that everything is going to be all right, you're gonna push through, and I believe in you. So I'm going to share a few tips on how you can break free from the comfort zone. Tip number one, start small with gradual challenges. As I said earlier, you never want to dive headfirst, you know, into something that extreme. You have to start small. You have to start by challenging yourself in small, manageable ways. As we talked last week, the power of small wins. You know, you break this big goal into something small, then that is achievable in a small time. So start small by challenging yourself in a manageable way, and then build on the momentum, as we talked about last week. So for example, if you're at work, you have to take on a new project. You have to believe in yourself. You have to try something. You have to try to build a new skill, or just, you know, this week, just do something. Go outside of the comfort zone. Go on that date. You've been procrastinating. You've been telling yourself, nah, it won't work. It won't work. They're like the last people. They're like the last person. But hey, what if they're the right person? What if you not taking a chance is jeopardizing on something that will be so genuine that 40 years, 50 years from now, you'll look back at this moment and feel happy that you took the challenge, you know? Tip number two, embrace discomfort as a sign of growth. One thing that goes hand in hand is growth and discomfort. They're pretty much the same side of the same coin, you know, that saying, you know. If you have one, you're going to definitely have the other one, you know. Instead of avoiding discomfort, you have to learn to lean into it and recognize that it's a necessary part of pushing yourself forward. Like, for example, among the things that I'm most proud of and that I'm not going to do again, I don't like hiking. I don't really like hiking. I like sports and everything, but hiking, for some reason, it's something that I hate genuinely with my heart. But one time, Sawyer, the friend that I talked to you about earlier, he convinced me, hey, we're going to the Badlands and it's going to be a beautiful trip. You should come with us. I was like, okay, all right, cool. Let's go. And then in the morning, we were like, all right, we're going to hike. And one reason why you should never hike in the Badlands in the summer at 11 a.m. It's hot. It's hot. Like, you're going to drink the amount of water you've never drank in your whole life. So we're like, all right, let's hike. What started out as a 2-mile hike became a 4-mile hike. And then in the middle of the 4 miles, we decided, hey, we can take this path. It's going to be beautiful. The 4-mile hike eventually became 9 miles. 9 miles, 6-hour hike or 5-hour hike. At the end of it, and nobody wanted to talk to anybody. And nobody wanted to see anybody. But even though that happened, the end was beautiful. I have the most beautiful pictures that I've ever taken in the past, probably like 15 years from that place. You should see the horizon was beautiful, the sunset, everything was beautiful. I dreaded going there, but on my way back and sitting down and processing how the whole journey happened, I look at it and I'm like, okay, thank you for believing in yourself. Thank you for believing that it's doable. You might have broken a few ribs and bones, but it's doable. Another thing is you have to surround yourself. The third tip is you have to surround yourself with support. You know, this whole journey of breaking free of the comfort zone is going to be impossible to look into if you don't have somebody, a friend, a mentor, a family member, or even a community that is going to be checking up on you, that believes in you, that knows that it's doable. You know, share a goal with them. Allow them to encourage you through those tough moments. Because sometimes we forget that having somebody around you is also another form of encouragement. So, surround yourself. The fourth tip is to visualize the success. We've all had that video that we saw where they're telling you, hey, make a visual board. Write down your objectives and your milestones. I had to pause a little bit. But so you have to picture yourself. You have to draw that mental image of who you want to see at the end of the road. How do you look? How does it feel? You know, imagine yourself where you're going to be at. How does the air feel like? How is your surrounding? Make that mental image Because one thing that I've learned is the universe grants abundantly. It has a bountiful reward for those who believe in themselves. So visualizing your success is definitely going to help you reduce the fear and make the unknown feel more achievable. I'm Christian, and there is this Bible verse, James chapter 4, verse 1. You have not because you ask not. You know, you have to. You don't have something because you never asked for it. But also, sometimes we ask, but we don't want to go through the struggle of what that ask asks us, you know. So, you have not because you ask not. Draw that mental image and draw on it and then manifest it. Eventually, it's going to happen. At the end of the day, stepping out of your comfort zone is always worth the trip, you know. Even if things don't go out as they were supposed to be or they were planned, the growth, the lessons, and the confidence gained along the way are invaluable. For me, taking that leap wasn't just about accomplishing something new. It was about realizing that I'm capable of more than I ever thought. So, as we're coming to an end on this week's episode, I want you to ask yourself, what is that one thing that you can do this week to step outside of your comfort zone? It doesn't have to be huge, really, but it should push you just a little bit further than where you are right now. And to leave you guys on a kind note, there is this poem that I learned this past week. The author is John Henry Newman. He was on his way back from Sicily going to England, and he composed this poem. Lead kindly light. Lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom. Lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step is enough for me. I was not ever thus, nor pray that thou shalt lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead me on. I love the garish day and the spite of fears. Pride ruled my will. Remember not, God, the past years. So long as thy power hath blessed me, sure it will still lead me on. Over moor and fen, over crag and torrent, till the night is gone. And with the morning, those angel faces smile, which I have loved long since and lost a while. Lead thou me on. This was this week's episode. We're talking about breaking free from comfort. Make sure you leave us a review, both on Instagram or even on Spotify. Let us know how your week is going. We'd love to learn more about it. And of course, let's keep the momentum. Let's break free from discomfort and push on forward. See you next week, everybody.